The Holy Gospel for this Reformation Sunday is taken from the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The Son has a place there forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." This is the Gospel of the Lord. All right, so I have a lighter question to ask you than I asked the children. And that question is, how many Lutherans does it take to change a light bulb? Anyone have an answer? We had multiple answers at the 8:30 service. Yes, exactly. All of them correct. Well, I consulted the greatest source of wisdom to find that answer, the internet. I actually Googled that question. How many Lutherans does it take to change a light bulb? And what came up was none. Lutherans don't like change. So one of the other answers I can remember at the 8:30 service was four. One to actually change the light bulb and three to say how much they really liked the old light bulb. So what is this rumor that's going around that Lutherans don't like change? Because aren't we a church of the Reformation? I mean, the church of reformation, doesn't that mean change? Yesterday at the council retreat, Eric said that it might be safe to say that only babies like change. But I want to talk about change today. And I want to talk about change because we are the church of the Reformation. We are the church of the Reformation. Now, the Reformation was a series of events that occurred 500 years ago. We're actually this year celebrating the 500th anniversary of the Lutheran, or of the Reformation. It's not just Lutheran, it is the Reformation. And we know that one of the catalysts for this these series of events was Martin Luther. And he challenged the church of the day. He challenged the church to reflect on who they are, to reflect upon what they believe, and how they live out this belief in their lives. He spent a great deal of time, sometimes under deep anguish, trying to understand who God is, and how to express this God that he came to know through scripture and study and prayer, and because he wanted others to know about this God too. So he was very real and authentic, sometimes using coarse language. His stuff is pretty funny. He drank beer, and another rumor is that the song we sang at the beginning of worship, "A Mighty Fortress," was actually a bar song that he wrote words to. I don't know, you can Google that and see if that's true or not. But when he wrote the Small Catechism, he wrote it in words that he said his four-year-old son could understand. He translated the Bible into the language of the people from Latin that no one spoke or read except for the priests at church. So people heard these words, but yet didn't, it wasn't in their native language or a language that they knew. So he translated the Bible so that people could read and understand and know more about God and God's love. So this day, 500 years later, here we are, and we're still being challenged, aren't we? Challenged to look at who we are, what we believe as people of faith, and how we live out this faith in our daily lives. St. Mark Lutheran Church is part of a larger church. We are part of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. And on the ELCA website, it says, "The ELCA is a church that is deeply rooted, always being made new. Our roots are in Scripture, tradition, and the Lutheran confessions, as well as in the vibrant communities and rich histories of our congregations. These roots are an ongoing source of nourishment. They enable us to be a church guided by the Holy Spirit that is both resilient and always being reformed." So according to this statement, we are a church that is deeply rooted and always being made new. We're a church that's guided by the Holy Spirit that is both resilient and always being reformed. As I thought about it, I thought, I like those three R's. We hear about the three R's in education, the three R's in our faith. We are rooted, resilient, reforming. I'm going to say those again. Rooted, resilient, reforming. Say them with me. Rooted, resilient, reforming. We are rooted. And to be rooted means is to cause something to grow roots, or to establish something deeply and firmly. As people of faith, what is it that we are rooted in? What are we rooted in? We're rooted in the Scriptures, the Word of God, the Word of God that gives life. I mean, our faith story begins in the beginning with God speaking that Word that brings forth all of creation, all of life, that brings forth us. What else are we rooted in? We're rooted in love. I love, Henry, I love your shirt. Can you come here for a second? I want everybody to see your shirt. Do you know what it says on your shirt? You know what it says? What does it say? It says, why don't you turn around so everybody can see. It says, "Nothing but love." We are, thank you, you can go back and sit with your mama. We are definitely, most definitely, rooted in love. Created in love. Shaped in love. We live our lives in love, with that love of God that is with us wherever we go, just like we sang. What else are we rooted in? Family. Hope. The sacraments. Yes, there's a reason why we celebrate this meal, isn't there? I mean, we need it. That God coming to us in ordinary things, yet in extraordinary ways, you know, through the relationships with our family, friends, this community of faith, and that gives us hope, promise. So we can be resilient. And I think it's important to mention that we're rooted not so that we become stagnant or stuck in a rut or never change because we don't like change, but we're rooted so that we have depth and stability. So that we remember that we are part of something that's bigger than just you and me. Bigger than the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are part of something huge. We are resilient. Resilient is defined as being able to withstand or able to recover from difficult situations. That the church exists today is a testimony to this resilience. I mean, it truly is a miracle, and only but by the grace of God that the church exists today. Because we keep trying to wreck it. I mean, our church, the Lutheran church, was formed because of a great division. You know, the churches are no strangers to hardships. Not at all. How is it that the church is able to be resilient? What allows us, what gives us the, what helps us be resilient? What was that? Because we are rooted and because we are reforming, right? Right? We're grounded, like we said, in something bigger than us. I didn't hear what you said. There's love. Okay. Yes, we are rooted in love, aren't we? Yep, we are. We are. We are rooted in each other. You know, we talked about the family of God. And at I was talking with Erla, who was reading a book about trees. And we are kind of like the redwood trees, that their root system is actually surprisingly shallow for how tall of trees they are. But the power of the redwood tree roots is that they are intermingled with each other. So that these tall trees are essentially holding each other and rooting and grounding one another. That they help each other be resilient and be strong in the face of hardship or being blown about by the wind. The church is resilient because the spirit that blew through creation continues to blow through us and give us life. In the sacraments, in the forgiveness of communion, the spirit that was present in those baptismal waters is still at work within us. We are resilient because we are rooted and we are being reformed, and God isn't done with us yet. Reforming is defined as to make changes in something in order to improve it. To make changes in something in order to improve it. Isn't that what we all want? Don't we want to become better, more faithful, more loving, more forgiving? We are rooted and resilient and being reformed so that we can be more faithful. You know, God's love for us is consistent and constant. But we know that our world is constantly changing around us. How do we reach out with this constant and consistent love in the midst of a changing world? How do we do that? How do we do that? You know, we have the best love story ever. We have the best love story ever because this love does not depend on us at all. It does not depend on what we do or what we say or what we don't do and we don't say. This love comes unconditionally from God because of who God is. God is a loving creator, the one that made us, the one who gives us breath and life, loves us. We know that the world needs this love. It's aching for it. How do we share this love in a way that is authentic and real and relevant? I'm going to stand here until I hear something. How do we do it, people? You do it. How do you do it? prayer, lives of service. Yes, we pray, but we don't just stop at praying. It's like we put hands and feet and heart in those prayers, and we help others. We reach out, especially to the most vulnerable. Especially to the most vulnerable. Our heart of faith is love. We put that love into action when we reach out with it to others. When we share that love of God with our very lives, by the things that we say and the things that we do, that is the best testimony. Because lives that are ready to share God's love in real and authentic ways are always relevant. So on this 500th anniversary of the Reformation, we remember that we are a resilient and reforming church. We are rooted, yet we are also always changing, not simply for the sake of change, but to be relevant in the world today. To share the gospel of Jesus Christ in a way that people can hear it and see it and smell it and taste it and feel it and know that it is true. To share God's love with the world in such a way that people experience it in a way that they know they are part of this love story too. This is not just our story. This is all of our story. And that this sacred story is still being written today. Written within us and within our hearts. As we live as people who are rooted, resilient, and being reformed. Amen.